Teach Meet Moodle, EdTech Roundup, and Read for Joy. I really enjoyed attending and presenting at Teach Meet Moodle this past Saturday. It was the first Teach Meet that I've attended in person, and even though my presentation overran, I thought it was very well received. I think I definitely did use too many slides, but enjoyed attempting to use the Lessig method of presentation anyway. Next time I'm going to go for the less is more philosophy, and also try to be a bit braver by showing some of what I've been doing live online. I blogged about the event in an unusual way for me, in that I posted about the event before I went, and then updated it during and afterwards. Normally I would draft a post and revise it several times before I put it out there, but this was a nice way of doing it, particularly blogging during the event. I found it very useful and a good way to organise my thoughts, and I may do this again in the future. You can read more about Teach Meet Moodle at its own wiki, and I've also set up a Twapper Keeper archive of all the tweets, which didn't seem to have been done in advance of the event, but it's out there now so people can go back through all the tweets that were offered about Teach Meet Moodle. I want to insert some thanks here to Miles Berry, who took a copy of my blog post and has also hosted it up on Open Source Schools as well. I'm not the only one blogging about the event. Daniel Needlestone, who also attended and presented, has written up his reflections on his blog endstoneit.com, and his presentation is worth a look at as it was very light-hearted, titled Mallards and Moodle. Di Barnes also gave a fantastic presentation, and he's written up some of his notes about what he was presenting at diebarnes.info/blog. There wasn't really a specific call to action in any of the presentations at Teach Meet Moodle, but I think an overriding feeling from several of us, including Helen Morgan and Tony Shepherd, was that we really need a centralized repository of Moodle courses that people can dip into and gain ideas from and test things out with. This was picked up at EdTech Roundup on the Sunday evening after the event. Doug Belshaw, Di Barnes, several people that were at Teach Meet Moodle and others discussed this idea. Di Barnes found a link to something called Moodle Commons, where people are doing just that. They're putting up whole Moodle courses for people to kind of look at, dip into, and see how people do things. I think we need to put our money where our mouths are and stick our own courses up there so we are actually doing what we say we should be doing, and that's sharing more with each other. Yeah, it was all fantastic, and I really enjoyed it. Having attended what is my first Teach Meet, I've, you know, really kind of in my infancy of these sorts of events, but for a lot of people, Teach Meets have been going on for some time, and they've attended lots of them. There's a lot of discussion at the moment about where Teach Meet goes from here and how does it evolve. Doug Belshaw, during ETRU, put forward the idea that perhaps we should look at the PodCamp model of unconferences. And perhaps that is right. I've put a link below the player to PodCamp so you can read what they're all about. What else has been going on this week? Bill Lord, Yoga5 on Twitter, asked me to look at two specific posts that he put out on his blog. Bill's really interested in literacy and reading, being a primary school teacher. His blog is called Ponderings and Musings, and it's well worth a look. The first post was called Teach Read, and he was developing an idea where on Wednesdays via Twitter people will share books. I think he settled on the hashtag Read for Joy, which sounds a bit better than Teach Read. And I think that's a fantastic idea, and I'll certainly be trying to dip in and share some books that I think kids should read about to help him out there. And the other thing that he has done is he's created a Google map of children's literature. You can click on and edit it and add books based on the location of where the book takes place. I think it's a fantastic idea. It looks lovely. And I'm probably going to steal that idea shamelessly and use it next year with my own students. And I think it's a fantastic way to use Google Maps. All the links to things that I've mentioned in this boo are at the bottom of the post, so please click through them and have a play and see what you can find. And that's it for this one.